Tola Clark on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. We've got about 5 minutes to go on Saturday afternoons at 3 o'clock. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. There's a bunch of requests I did not get to today because we had that interview with Dan Friedman, but we'll try to get to them next week. Don't forget, you could follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Beijing officially launched the 2022 Winter Olympics Games on Friday with a provocative message to human rights critics as an athlete that it says is of Uyghur heritage helped light the Olympic cauldron. It's a subdued opening ceremony in the shadow of COVID-19 restrictions and diplomatic boycotts over human rights violations. Meantime, Jake Sanderson, the number 5 overall pick in the 2020 NHL draft and a top prospect, is one of 3 Team USA hockey players who is on COVID-19 isolation just days before the team is scheduled to begin play in the Olympics. A team spokesman confirmed that Sanderson, Stephen Camford, and forward Andy Melee are all in the protocol. Sanderson remains in Los Angeles. Melee and Camford are isolating in Beijing. The National Hockey League All-Star Game is tonight at T-Mobile Arena in Paradise, Nevada, and the NHL says it's ready to go worldwide again after 2 years of coronavirus restrictions and a missed Olympics. Commissioner Gary Bettman says the Global Series will return next season with preseason games in Germany and Switzerland, followed by regular season games in Finland and the Czech Republic. Last night, Tampa Bay's Victor Hedman won the hardest shot competition. St. Louis' Jordan Cryo was the fastest skater during the NHL All-Star Skills competition. What else to tell you about? Ryan Larson is the new head coach of the Carnegie Mellon Tartans football team following a national search. Carnegie Mellon announcing that the 13-year coaching veteran will come to CMU from Columbia University, where he was quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator. He replaces Rich Lackner, who retired after the 2021 season, a season in which Carnegie Mellon went 8-2, won the conference, and advanced to its first playoff berth since 2006. In other Carnegie Mellon sports news, the Tartans men's basketball team is on the road. They're taking on University of Chicago tomorrow at 12 o'clock. The women's team playing the University of Chicago on the road at 2 o'clock.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 22, clear overnight low of 10. Sunny on Sunday, 39. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 19 in downtown McKeesport, 18 in Oakland, with new music from Big Time Nate to close out today's show. Until next time, remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. And the website is jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Coming up next, over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. This is the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye.
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh. Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
Barbara Streisand on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Except my voice isn't being smooth, relaxing, and easy right now. And tomorrow from the musical Annie from way back when. And we started this program off with John Fox and Lady Willpower. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Nice to have you with me for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, our weekly, several times weekly get-together. Depending on where you're listening, it's usually about once a week. So always good to have you with us, no matter where you're listening to us. And if you're looking for something to celebrate this week, well, we are in the month of February now, so it's safe to tell you that it's American Heart Month, an Affair to Remember Month. Not sure if that's something to do with the movie or just the song, but it's also Black History Month, Canned Food Month, Creative Romance Month. You can be creative about it. Great American Pie Month, National Bird Feeding Month, the National Cherry Month, National Children's Dental Health Month, National Grapefruit and National Weddings Month, and also Spunky Old Broads Month, which the day of which just passed on February 1st. So there you go. So if you're looking forward to doing that someday, ladies, good for you. February 4th is National Bubblegum Day, and also Create a Vacuum Day. That's great. And Stuffed Mushroom Day, so there you go. And be sure to thank your mailman that day, too. February 5th, you can eat ice cream for breakfast the first Saturday of February, so there you go. National Shower with a Friend Day. I won't ask, I won't suggest anything there. It's also National Weatherman's Day. Say hello to my neighbor, Dennis Bowman, down the street. February 6th, International Frozen Yogurt Day, Lame Duck Day, and National Chopsticks Day. And on the 7th, send a card to a friend or wave all your fingers at your neighbor day. That seems a little creepy. Boy Scout Day is February 8th, and Kite Flying Day is February 8th as well. On the 9th is National Pizza Day and Toothache Day. I'm not going to go there. And February 10th is Umbrella Day. Maybe it'll rain that day. I don't know. Here's Bill Badgley with Sam. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
a dash of friendly talk, and a huge helping of familiar music. That's the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you. eyes would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. What's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary, you must keep on.
Your favorite music is on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Johnny Douglas and the orchestra with Daybreak. The Midnight Voices, because they must have recorded it midnight. Smile a Little Smile for Me, Rosemary. Before that, Lex de Azevedo. Do you have problems, by the way, saying Lex de Azevedo? I don't, but some people apparently do. It's not unusual. Bert Kempfert and his orchestra before that. Why Can't You and I Add Up to Love? I don't know why. Before that, Frank Chatsfield with Heart of Gold and Bill Badgley with something, and it just left the screen right there. I don't know why this technology is so mean. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Louisiana. A supermarket there teamed up with a fruit producer for another Guinness World Record attempt. Rouse's Markets and Sunkissed Growers said they gathered more than 40,000 pounds of oranges, mandarins, lemons, grapefruits, and tangelos at Rouse's Markets in Metairie, Louisiana, to break the Guinness record. I didn't know there was one to be broken, did you? The display vastly exceeded the goal of 6,177 pounds set by Guinness before the attempt. Organizers said the display totaled more than 100,000 individual fruits. That's special, isn't it? And then... another Guinness record, but this belongs to a couple of TikTokers, a site that I still don't get. A pair of popular TikTokers teamed up with in Massachusetts, to cook a nearly 100-pound cake pop. I got a little too. I'm giving them a further challenge there. 100-pound cake pop to break a Guinness record. TikTok creators Nick Giovanni and Lynn Davis met up in Cambridge to make the 97-pound, 8.52-ounce cake pop. The ingredients were 32 boxes of cake mix, 5.5 cartons of egg mix, 16 cups of oil, 16 blocks of cream cheese, 10 bags of powdered sugar, 35 cups of water, 2 sticks of butter, 5 cups of rainbow sprinkles, 6 teaspoons of meringue powder, and 16 tablespoons of vanilla extract. The finished dessert, which was dubbed the world's largest by Guinness, measured 50.75 inches in circumference and was attached to a 33-inch stick. Make all the jokes you want about that, but anyhow, none of that... invention or confection went to waste. They took it to friends and family, medical aides, a sports team, and saved some in their freezer for snacking throughout the season. And the leftover boxes of, including 50 boxes of cake mix, were donated to a local food bank. So there you go. At least in making silly records like that, they at least cared about those in need. I wonder if they had any honey in there. Here are the 101 Strings with their version of Taste of Honey on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Thank you. Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Carl Southcott, and you're listening to Eric O'Brien with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Swell. Things look great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now. Baby, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks. We got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow. Baby, everything's coming up roses. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Curtain up,
curtain up.
Light the lights.
Light the lights.
We got nothing to hit but the heights. We'll be swell.
We'll be swell.
We'll be great.
We'll be great.
I can tell.
I can tell.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
That lucky star I talk about is due. Set it spinning. That'll be just the beginning. Curtain up,
curtain up.
Light the lights.
Light the lights.
We got nothing to hit but the heights. We'll be
swell.
We'll be swell.
We'll be great.
We'll be great.
I can tell.
I can tell.
Just you wait.
Just you wait.
That lucky star I talk about is due. Baby, everything's coming up roses for me and for you, 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 me and you.
As they fade out there at the end, that's the Kirby Stone 4. Everything's Coming Up Roses from the musical Gypsy, Once Upon a Time. The Kirby Stone 4 melded swing jazz, vocal ace, and early rock and roll together, and it was called the Go Sound. And they were on many of the shows in the 50s and 60s, including Dean Martin and Ed Sullivan. And by the mid-60s, Ray Conniff came along and took that sound and improved upon it tenfold. And you know how popular that became. Before that was Alan Tew with My Eyes Adored You, and I forget what came before that because my computer goofed up, so there we go. So go back and rewind the tapes if you will. You might as well. Here's John Fox and Southern Nights on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Nobody in this business is perfect, believe me.
Only the best music. This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Some changes see. From now on there'll be a change in me. My walk will be so different, and my talk won't be the same. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. There'll be some changes made way late today. There'll be some changes made.
Some of the best music ever heard is right here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Melocrino Strings and Small World. John Davidson before that. There will be some changes made. Botticelli in the orchestra yesterday once more. Ronnie Aldridge with I Love a Rainy Night. Paul Marriott with Part-Time Lover. And John Fox with Southern Nights. And here is Lorinda Almeida. Don't sleep in the subway. Sleep in the airport instead. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Mancini takes us up to the top of the hour with Silver Streak. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, won't you? Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and 88.3 FM WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection, giving me direction, like a guiding light to help me through my darkest hour. Lately I'm a praying that you'll always be a staying beside me. Used to be my life was just emotions.